This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
People are often curious to know, when a pastor talks about a difficult topic, how did he do it? So perhaps you can give us a taste of how you've conducted the spiritual teaching in your home on a day-by-day basis.
Well, looking back over 31 years of parenting, to find the things that have been constant, I would say that we always knew that the Bible and prayer had to be woven into the life of our family, both between me and Noel privately and with our children together. And we set a pattern of a twofold, well, actually it's more than that, so let me just walk you through the day. We encouraged our children from the beginning to be with the Lord alone in the morning. And that can start as soon as you can prop a child up with a pillow so he doesn't topple over and bonk his head, and a tape recorder beside him with a song about Jesus loves me, this I know, or a Bible story. And a child can have devotions from age one on. Strange as it sounds, if you train the child, you're going to have a little time alone here, and you're going to be with God. He can't read yet, obviously. He won't read for another 4 or 5 years, but he can listen, and he can enjoy that time. So we did that, and then it turned into Bible stories, and then it turned into here's your own Bible. Now you can read. And then it came right on up through teenage devotions. That was one. Then two, we were at the table together every morning, and I led devotions at the breakfast table with the children. And if the child's little, he just says Jesus, and that's all he says. But we used to work our way through the Global Prayer Digest so that there was a missions component, and just read a short passage of Scripture, and then I would pray. Might not take more than 5 minutes because of the children being little. Then in the evening, we had family devotions, and that was a little longer. Read a longer portion of Scripture, and all the children, if they were able, would pray, not just me. Noel would pray, I would pray, each of the children would pray. And as soon as they could talk, we taught them to pray. And then when we put them to bed, we tucked them in, blessed them with, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace and joy and hope and love and a good night's rest and someday a godly husband. And Talitha will always laugh when I say that. And then I sing a song for Talitha. And then I give her a big hug. I mean, there's a very definite routine that we walk through. So there's a word component even as you tuck the child in bed at night. And that's been the routine for 31 years, basically. And I don't want to create the impression that it's flawless or that we didn't miss mornings or miss evenings. We did, but that was the goal and the routine. And pretty much we have been able to keep with it.
God intoxicated and Bible saturated. You will find an ever-growing source of materials from John Piper aiming to embody those phrases at desiringgod.org. Come browse our online resource library, and perhaps you'll learn to enjoy God as you never have before. www.desiringgod.org or call 888-346-4700.